From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Daniel Chen. President Obama made history Friday by visiting Hiroshima, Japan, the site of the world's first atomic bombing. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit the city where the United States dropped the first atomic bomb in August of 1945. The president used the visit to call for the world to have the courage to escape what he called the logic of fear. Cheering Japanese greeted the president's motorcade as he made his way to the city's Memorial Park, which marked ground zero for the 1945 nuclear blast that destroyed most of the city. President Obama says while the past cannot be forgotten, the memories can and have helped for the better future. Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe also laid a wreath in remembrance of the tens of thousands who died in the blast and the millions who died during World War II. U.S. Special Forces in Syria, who were wearing the patches of Kurdish fighting group, have been ordered to remove them due to what was called political sensitivities. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said for Special Forces units to wear patches of the People's Protection Units, known as the YPG, on U.S. military uniforms was not authorized. Turkey, a NATO ally, considers these Kurdish forces to be terrorists and expressed anger over photos showing U.S. soldiers wearing those patches. More than 100 health experts have called on the World Health Organization to consider whether the Rio Olympics should be cancelled because of the threat of the Zika virus. In a letter to the WHO, 150 experts said the Brazilian strain of the virus harms health in ways that science has not seen before. It said holding the Olympics in Brazil poses an unnecessary risk to the more than 500,000 foreign tourists expected to attend the Rio de Janeiro Games. The mosquito-borne Zika virus causes a birth defect known as microcephaly, where babies are born with an unusually small head and brain and developmental disabilities. I'm Daniel Chen. That's the latest world news from VOA.